from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Dark green is better. It's dark and mysterious, and it tastes great.
Maroon is better. It's brighter and fluffy, and it has less filling.
Tastes great!
Less filling!
Wait. We'll let our listeners decide.
You're on!
It's time for Crystal's Vintage Anywhere, and has 3/4 of an hour of liturgy, music, and fun. And now, what a maroon. Here's Brian Michael Page. What's up, Doc?
Hello and welcome, Ego Sumbrianis McAllis Pagina. We are in the 8th week of Ordinary Time, in the Ordinary Form, and we are in the 2nd week after Pentecost, in the Extraordinary Form, and we welcome you to our 135th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Man, what a crazy weekend we had here. I was going to do my semi-live segment from out in the woods, but we had a little bit of an accident while in the woods. We were actually at a family outing in the park just last Sunday in northwestern Rhode Island, and we got into this little softball game in an open field. Well, Brittany, my daughter, was pitching, working on her fast pitch skills, and doing quite good. Unfortunately, she also got slammed in the cheekbone by a line drive. Well, according to the doctor at the hospital, it looks to be something that can heal itself without any surgical problems, thank God. Although we are asking your prayers over here for her recovery. In the meantime, the Bitmap has offered to do the semi-live segment today from his little dusty trails. You'll hear him shortly. You'll also hear our continuing comparison between the 1994 and 2004 editions of GIA's hymnal, Gather Comprehensive. But first, here are them jungle screechers. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thank you, Jungle Screechers. And today we're going to explore the liturgical calendar for the 8th week of Ordinary Time, or the 2nd week after Pentecost, depending on what form of the Mass you'd like to celebrate. So we'll start with Monday, May 26th, in the Extraordinary Form, 3rd Class, and in the Ordinary Form as a memorial, St. Philip Neri. Also in the Extraordinary Form, there is a Low Mass commemoration for St. Eleutherius. Tuesday, the 27th, in the Extraordinary Form, St. Bede the Venerable, with a Low Mass commemoration of Pope St. John I, and in the Ordinary Form, optional memorial, St. Augustine of Canterbury. Wednesday, the 28th, in the Extraordinary Form, 3rd Class, St. Augustine of Canterbury. Thursday, the 29th, in the Extraordinary Form, 3rd Class, St. Mary Magdalene. Friday, the 30th, in the Extraordinary Form, 1st Class, and in the Ordinary Form, a solemnity, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is always celebrated on the Friday following the Body and Blood of Christ, or in the Extraordinary Form, the Friday within the 2nd week after Pentecost. Saturday, the 31st, in the Extraordinary Form, 2nd Class, it's known as Blessed Virgin Mary the Queen, and there's also a Low Mass commemoration of St. Petronilla. In the Ordinary Form, Feast, Visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Finally, on Sunday, June 1st, this Sunday coming, in the Extraordinary Form, the 3rd Sunday after Pentecost, and in the Ordinary Form, the 9th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We're finally back into those numbered Sundays of Ordinary Time. It almost feels like you're in summer mode early, doesn't it? For great stories on great feasts and great saints, don't forget to check out the New Advent website, www.newadvent.org.
Crystal's Vintage Semi-Live. Riding high with the Bitmap.
Well, howdy. This here's the Bitmap. We're on a trail today that leads from Pulaski State Park in Gloucester, Rhode Island, to Quaddick Pond State Park, just a couple of miles across the border into Putnam, Connecticut. Now, let's see, which side looks greener? Well, I have something for you that's green, but not exactly the good green. This is more of the putrid green. I'm talking about the music that my good friend Brian had to play at Mass this weekend. You see here, Brian got this call asking for fill-in for someone. And he asked me not to say where, so I'll have to respect his wishes, I guess. I'll kick his britches later. And because he needed the money, he decided to bite more than just bullets. These were more like napalm sprays. And the parish music director picked all of this. Oh, and we won't be playing any selections from here because none of these were in the public domain. Don't want to get sued for any copyright infringements now, do we? Anyways, here's the list for this past weekend. The Solemnity of Corpus Christi, or the Body and Blood of Christ. Our opening hymn was Table of Plenty, which the Saturday Cantor announced as their gathering song. Well, Brian got a little lucky with the Sunday Cantor. At least he got her to say entrance hymn, simply by saying, "Well, if y'all singing while y'all gathering, y'all probably late for church." Not to mention a very terrible song for Mass to begin with. Now, the glory wasn't too bad, considering it was a responsorial glory, but the music wasn't too bad. It was the Robert Kreutz setting that OCP copyrighted in 1982. The song wasn't bad either. It was one of those Owen Allstott settings. It was actually one of his better settings. The Alleluia was that there Celtic Alleluia. And they decided to do something a little clever. They adapted the verse of the day to the music of the verse of the Celtic Alleluia. Now, the offertory for the day was a piece of muzak that could have made my horse hurl chunks. It was called Song of the Body of Christ. Now, not only is the music darn tootin' awful, but the words are all that we this, we that, we did this, we gather here, hogwash. Mass ain't about I. Mass ain't about we. It's about our Lord Jesus Christ. Get that straight before you think about programming such trash, will ya? And then, of course, what good is the liturgy of the Eucharist without massive cremation? Oh, massive creation. And the Sanctus, the memorial, the Amen, and that thing that they pass for an Agnus Dei these days, that was all included. They also did this Notre Dame, Our Father by Stephen Werner. The communion was called the Supper of the Lord. And then finally, the recessional was tolerable, at least. It was, I am the bread of life. So there you go. No Ave Verum. No At That First Eucharist. No Panis Angelicus. No Laudacion, and no Ecce Panis either. All that darn stuff took a backseat to the usual run-of-the-mill greatest hits fair that has infested many parishes in recent years. Incidentally, I heard from Brian that the Saturday Cantor offered to join him with her guitar. He politely said to her, that won't be necessary. He also refused to use the Yamaha digital piano and did all his accompanying on the Rogers organ. Well, at least he did that right. We'll be back, y'all. Don't touch that mouse.
Don't do this at church. The body of Christ.
Amen. Psst. Hey, Joe. I'm out of here. I'm going out to get a beer. Come meet me.
About a week or so ago, we started a new mini-series called A Tale of Two Gather Comprehensives, where we started comparing the 1994 dark green cover edition of the hymnal Gather Comprehensive by GIA Publications with the 2004 maroon cover edition of Gather Comprehensive. So what we've been doing is seeing what good pieces from one book are missing in the other. Last week, we took this up as far as the Pentecost section. Today, we're going to continue with the Trinity section and try to finish off the liturgical year, and then we'll maybe go into a few of the topical sections of the hymnal as well. So we're going to start off with God is One, Unique, and Holy, probably the best tune ever written by Gary Daigle. Found this one in the green 1994 edition, not in the maroon edition. Same goes with Jesus, My Lord, My God, My All, the tune Sweet Sacrament, one of my favorite Eucharistic hymns. And the same also goes with Jesus Shall Reign Where'er the Sun, sung to the tune Duke Street. So now that we finished off that liturgical year, that's really all that was left in that liturgical year. I want to move a little farther now into some of the topical sections. The Stars Declare His Glory. This is set to a David Haas tune in the Green Book. Worship 3 has an even better tune by Richard Prue. The hymn is completely dropped in the Maroon edition. The Works of the Lord are Created in Wisdom. This is set to the tune Kremser, the same tune that's used for We Gather Together. And that one's in the Green Book, not in the Maroon. The same goes with Many and Great, O God, Are Your Works, which is set to a Dakota Indian tune. And also with Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, another lost favorite of mine, set to the tune St. Dino. May We Praise You, O Lord. This is one of John Foley's better pieces, also in the Green Book and not in the Maroon. To God with Gladness Sing, tuned by Michael Jonkis, which isn't bad. Darwell's 148th would probably be even better. And you'll find this one in the Green Book. You won't find it at all in the Maroon. It's been dropped. The same with Sing Praise to God Who Reigns Above, sung to the tune Mit Freuden Zart. And also the same with The God of Abraham Praise, using the tune Leone. You won't find Praise to the Living God either, which is another translation of the Yigdal. Sing Praise to the Lord, set to the tune Laudate Dominum by Charles Hubert Hastings Parry. The text was originally written as O Praise Ye the Lord. You'll find that one in the green, but not in the maroon. You won't find, matter of fact, you won't find either one, O Praise Ye the Lord or Sing Praise to the Lord, in the maroon book. O God of Matchless Glory, written by Ruth Duck. You'll find that one in the green book and not in the maroon. And the same with There's a Spirit in the Air, the tune Louds by John Wilson. And also the same with Shout for Joy Loud and Long, using that tune Personet Hodie. Da 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 da. When in Our Music God is Glorified. This one is in the Green Book with two tunes, Engelberg and a tune by Marty Hagen. Now in the Maroon Book, only the Engelberg is in there. Good move. Tell it out with gladness, sung to the Hymn to Joy tune of Beethoven. And this one you won't find in the Green Book, but it has been added in the Maroon. And finally, one that's fairly new, You, Lord, Are Both Lamb and Shepherd. This one is set to Picardy in the Maroon Book. You won't find it in the Green Book. Like I said, it's fairly new. Matter of fact, it didn't get added onto any of GIA's hymnals until Ritual Song, which was about 2 or 3 years after the first Gather Comprehensive. And in that book, it was set to Westminster Abbey and was titled as Christus Paradox. So again, you won't find that in the Green Book, but you will find it in the Maroon. So that brings us just past the Thanksgiving sections of both hymnals, well into the mid-500s number-wise. As you can see, a good amount of hymns in the 1994 book were dropped from the 2004 book. And we will continue where we left off on our next show. And now, back for the first time in quite a while, here is Fugly. Thank you.
fear and trembling stand. Ponder nothing earthly minded, for with blessing in his hand, Christ our God to earth descending, comes our homage to of kings, yet born of Mary, as of old on earth he stood, Lord of lords in human vesture, in the body and the blood, he will give to self for heavenly food. Rank on rank the host of heaven spreads its vanguard on the way, as the light of light descending from the realms of endless day, comes the powers of hell to vanquish, as the darkness clears away. At his feet the six-winged seraph, cherubim with sleepless eye, veil their faces to the presence, as with ceaseless voice they cry, Alleluia, 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 Lord.
And that was Fugly and his rendition of one of my favorite Eucharistic hymns, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. Fugly comes courtesy of podsafemusic.podshow.com, and you can check his website out at povera.com.
We now bring you to Seamus' Adventures in Classical Latin.
Brought to you by Snarkies. Get your daily dose of snark each morning.
Hello there, Seamus here. Today, in honor of Corpus Christi week, we're going to do, in classical Latin, Ecce Panis Angelorum. Not Ecce Panis Angelorum, this is Ecce Panis Angelorum. Here we go. Ecce Panis Angelorum, Fatus Cibus Viatorum. Vere Panis Filiorum, Non Mitendus Canibus. In figuris pricing natur, Cum Isaac Immolator, Agnus Pascai Deputator, Dator Mana Patribus. Bone pastor, panis vere, Jesu nostri miserere. Tu nos pasce, nos tuere, tu nos bona fac videre. In terra viventium. Tuqui cuntas quis et vales, quinos pasquis hic mortales, tuos ibi commensales, cohae redes et sodales, fac sanctorum civium. Amen and alleluia.
And now, a liturgical tip from Joey the Germ.
Having five extraordinary ministers of Holy Communion in a small church is totally unnecessary, don't you think? If you see that kind of garbage happening, especially if the priest who is supposed to be the ordinary minister of Holy Communion is sitting on his behind all that time, spread the germ around, plus Redemptione Sacramentum.
Ego sum Brianis Michaelis pagina, et hanc verbo ad scripto. I am Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message. Ah, yes, spring. A perfect time to watch my daughter play some more softball. And a perfect time for the Red Sox to kick some tail, too. Oh, wait, that's October, sorry. But it's also a perfect time to spring down to the Crystals Vincit Interactive Corner. You'll find that by logging into crystalsvincit.com and scrolling down on that main page. You'll find all sorts of fun things to do, like leave a vote at Podcast Alley, or a dig at dig.com, or drop a line at our message boards, or join our rapidly growing group on Facebook, Fans of Crystals Vincit Anywhere, or even visit my own Facebook page. Come on down to crystalsvincit.com and visit our CV Interactive Corner.
Also, don't forget to vote at the Blogger's Choice Awards. Christos Vincit, the blog, is running in the Best Religion Blog category, and Christos Vincit Anywhere in the Best Podcast category. And we'll leave these links in the show notes as well.
Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to get 2 pounds of Krakowska kielbasa, please.
I have an important announcement for delis and markets that sell Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, and customers that go there. If you sell Krakowska kielbasa in your deli or market, or if you regularly shop at a store that sells Krakowska kielbasa, drop me a line at bpage69@yahoo.com with the name and complete address of the store, as well as some things about the store. In return, I'll send that store an 8.5x11 piece of paper with the words, Krakowska kielbasa, the official deli meat of Christos Vincit Anywhere, available at, along with the store's name and address. You can frame it and hang it just about anywhere, prominently. Near your state or local issued store license, above your Burkle slicer, just underneath your now-serving number board, or even in the bathroom. You can even make copies of it and distribute them to your neighbors or hang them on billboards or telephone poles. Of course, at the bottom of the paper, you'll find the words, Listen to Christos Vincit Anywhere at christosvincit.com. This is a great chance to promote Christos Vincit Anywhere and a great product at a great deli, all at the same time. So, send me your deli at bpage69@yahoo.com. And I'll show that deli a unique promo exchange. And as per usual, I thank you for your support. June 22nd marks the celebration of New Catholic Media. If you can get there, the celebration is taking place at the Georgia Convention Center in Atlanta. You get to see and hear some of your well-known podcasters, bloggers, and others, like Jeff Miller, Catholic blogosphere's favorite funny man, the Kurt Jester, Lisa Hendy, who hosts Catholic Moments, Father Roderick Van Hogen, founder of SQPN and host of The Daily Breakfast and many other shows. Greg and Jennifer Willits of Rosary Army and That Catholic Show. Joe McLean, the Catholic hack himself. Father Seraphim Bishoner, the Catholic under the hood. And much more. In that same convention center, on 2 days immediately before that, by the way, is the 2008 Eucharistic Congress. So you have two great reasons to hang around Atlanta for the weekend. The Eucharistic Congress is on June 20th and 21st. And the Catholic New Media Celebration is on June 22nd. I'll leave a link to all of these in the show notes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again for another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere, or Christos Vincit TV, depending on what snarky little mood I'm in. I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere. Anywhere.
Producers Featured Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, The B Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the Crystal's Vincent Network.
Krakowska Kielbasa, the official deli meat of Crystal's Vincent Anywhere and Crystal's Vincent TV.
Made on a crappy PC.